This is a mutual fund observer profile of the Cook and Bynum Fund, whose ticker symbol is COBYX. It was published in April 2013. The fund seeks long-term growth of capital. They do that by assembling an exceedingly concentrated global stock portfolio. The stocks in the portfolio must meet four criteria. Those criteria are businesses, whose economics and future prospects they can understand, which have sustainable competitive advantages, led by highly competent and trustworthy management teams, whose shares are selling at a substantial discount, preferably 50% or more, to the team's estimate of the share's true value. Within those confines, they can invest pretty much anywhere and in any amount. They might at times, they say, look like an emerging market stock fund or a small cap one, or, at today, a fund rich in the world's largest consumer products companies. The fund is managed by Richard Cook and Dow Bynum. Messrs. Cook and Bynum have known each other since childhood, have been passionate about investing since their teens, and have been managing investments in this style for more than a dozen years. They work alone and also manage $150 million in two other accounts. Mr. Cook had between $100,000 and $500,000 invested in the fund. Mr. Bynum has between $500,000 and $1 million invested. They also invest in their private account, which has the same fee structure and approach as the mutual fund. They describe this as substantially all of our liquid net worth. The minimum investment required to open an account with the fund is $5,000, which is reduced to $1,000 for IRAs. What follows is the observer's commentary on the fund. Messrs. Cook and Bynum are concentrated value investors in the tradition of Buffett and Munger. They've been investing since before they were teens and even tried to start a mutual fund with $200,000 in seed money while they were in college. Within a few years after graduating college, they began managing money professionally, Cook with a hedge fund and Bynum at Goldman Sachs. Now, in their mid-30s, they're managing a five-star fund. Their investment discipline seems straightforward. Do what Warren would do. Focus on businesses and industries that you understand. Invest only with world-class management teams. Research intensely. Wait for a good price. Don't over-diversify and be willing to admit your mistakes. Their discipline led to the construction of a very distinctive portfolio. They've invested in just 7 stocks and hold about 33% in cash. There are simply no surprises on the list. Microsoft, Walmart, Berkshire Hathaway, Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, the British grocer Tesco, and the Mexican Coca-Cola bottler Arca. There's little diversification by sector or size. Both are residues of bottom-up stock picking, that is, the stocks which best meet their criteria were consumer-orientated multinationals, and are of no concern to the managers who remain agnostic about such external benchmarks. The managers have 5 real distinctions. 1. The guys are willing to look stupid. There are times, as now, when they can't find stocks that meet their quality and valuation standards. Mr. Cook has a rule for such situations. When compelling opportunities do not exist, it is our obligation not to put capital at risk. They happily admit that other funds might well reap short-term gains by running with the pack, but you have to be willing to look stupid. 2. The guys are not willing to be stupid. Richard and Dow grew up together and are comfortable challenging each other. Richard knows the limits of Dow's knowledge, so we're less likely to hold hands and go off the cliff together. In order to avoid that outcome, they spend a lot of time figuring out how not to be stupid. Their too hard pile are businesses that might have a great story, but whose business model or financials are simply too hard to analyse with sufficient confidence. They think about common errors and have generated tools to help contain them. They maintain, for example, a list of all the reasons why we don't like their current holdings. In advance of any purchase, they list all the conditions under which they'd quickly sell, and they keep that list visible. 3. They're doing what they love. Before starting Cook & Bynum, the company, both of the guys had high visibility, high compensated positions in financial centres. What they were being paid to do, with, for example, Tudor's macro event-driven hedge fund strategies, was far from what they most believed in, and so they quit, moved back to Alabama, and set up their own shop to manage their own money and the investments of high net worth individuals. 4. They do prodigious research without succumbing to the gotta buy something impulse. They're comfortable with spending 2 or 3 weeks at a time on the road. They believe they've got to understand the entire ecosystem in which a firm operates, from the quality of its distribution network to the feelings of its customers, which they can only do firsthand. Nonetheless, they've been pretty good at resisting deal momentum. They spent, for example, some 3 weeks travelling around Estonia, Poland and Hungary, found nothing compelling, travelled to Greece and Turkey and learnt a lot, including how deeply dysfunctional the Greek economy is, but bought nothing. 5. They're willing to do what you won't. Most of us profess a buy low ethos, and most of us are deluded. Cook and Bynum seem rather less so. They're holding cash now while others buy stocks after the market has doubled and profits margins hit records, but in the depth of the 2008 meltdown, they were buyers. As the market bottomed in March 2009, the fund was down to 2% cash. The fund's risk-return profile has been outstanding. They've managed to produce almost all of the market's upside, with barely one-third of its downside. They will surely lag when the stock market turns exuberant, as they have in the first quarter of 2013. The key question is, why would you care? If the answer is, I could have made more money elsewhere, then I suppose you should go somewhere else. The managers seem to be looking for two elusive commodities. One is investments worth pursuing. They are currently finding none. The other is investing partners who share their passion for compelling investments and their willingness to let other investors charge off in a herd. If you are shaken by one quarter, or two, or three, of a weak relative performance, you shouldn't be here. You should join the herd. They're easy to find and reassuring in their mediocrity. Our bottom line is this. It's working. Cook and Bynum might well be among the best. They are young. The fund is small and nimble. Their discipline makes great sense. It's not magic, but it has been very, very good, and offers an intriguing alternative for investors concerned by lockstep correlations and watered-down portfolios. The Mutual Fund Observer has no financial relationship with Cook and Bynum. For more information, including the complete fund profile, visit us at mutualfundobserver.com. This is Emma Presley for the Mutual Fund Observer.